Now, France's domestic militarism continues to deepen after two terrorist attacks in 2015. Proposed changes to the constitution are under discussion, and authorities appear to target fundamental liberties as well as the nation's immigrant minority. Press TV's Rami Mazahiri tells us more.
France's post-terror rightward shift may soon alter the nation's constitution. Parliament has begun debating a series of changes which have been denounced by the UN, Amnesty International, and countless human rights groups. One key change will make installing a state of emergency even faster. Since November, all public gatherings have been banned and police no longer need a warrant, yet more than 3,300 raids and 750 arrests have produced just one indictment on terror-related charges. Just like the United States after 9/11, France's executive branch is accused of grabbing unprecedented powers for the president and, by extension, the military.
Our laws are already sufficiently equipped to fight terrorism. This bypasses our judicial branch, and so justice itself is marginalized. This throws out a nation of law in favor of a police state, a state without rights, a dictatorial state.
It's being constantly repeated that the French cherish their constitution, but citizens are mostly content to give up their fundamental freedoms. 69% of France supports extending the state of emergency and keeping France a police state dictatorship.
The media doesn't show the people who have been falsely accused, those who have lost their jobs because of such accusations, who have been attacked in their homes without justification, or have been totally abused psychologically. The focus is kept on maintaining national security and scaring people.
The most controversial measure would strip dual nationals of their French citizenship if convicted of a terrorist offense. But such a penalty isn't likely to stop any terrorist from waging war, and it's even more unlikely that France could force a second country to welcome a convicted criminal. Many believe the goal is to create a discriminatory two-tier system awarding so-called native French more rights than naturalized citizens and their children. Lawmakers will vote next week on the changes, which appear likely to be approved. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.